Hey, good morning. Now, in the effort to be a cool show, because everyone's wanting to have a mystery guest, right? So we have a mystery co-host today, in Kelvin's absence. We drafted someone at the spur of the moment, said, oh, you're the co-host today. I am. How do I do that? So in the instances of having a pinch hitter, a relief pitcher, if you will. This is baseball, it would be relief pitcher. Person that's in the co-host spot today is filling in for Kelvin from Chicago area in the United States, and we're going to call her Tish. Her mom probably has other names for her, but that's only when she's in trouble. So let's get to the Friday wrap-up. Thanks for joining us today, Tish. Needed a relief pitcher on the mound.
Indeed.
This is a screen share of the show notes, not really 100% representative, but good enough to get me through the muddle, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a Google document. And on Monday, we talked about refreshing the routine, as we oftentimes do. And also, we updated the program guide in our slideshare.net. And if you go to the show notes, which are available in the GeierCookReport.podbean.com, and I'll have a little graphic down here at the bottom. It'll give you the link. And what we talked about there, first and foremost, was the growth of online radio weekly shows and daily shows, as the case may be. And it's phenomenal. The lion in the jungle for online radio is still Pandora.
Yes.
And if you look in the show notes, you'll see the podcast listening has showed sharp gains on both a monthly basis from 17 to 21% and weekly from 10 to 13%. So I think we're going to probably stay with this podcasting business. I don't think it's going to go away. There's too many things like see listed here, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. They're keeping it alive. Now, I'm not quite sure how we're going to get to the level of being on a Spotify show, but who knows? Could happen. We just need a sponsor. So if you want to be a patron of the show and help us get to Spotify, So that's the on and so forth about that. And then, like I said, in the show notes, you'll see a player that goes to slideshare.net, which is owned by LinkedIn. And it's got the slides for each episode of the Geier Cook Report and what we talk about each day.
Indeed.
It's the first slide at this instance. You'll know you got to the right place when you see this one is slide number one. And that's just an image I grabbed.
Ah, yes.
Tuesday, on SEO Tips Tuesday, there was an article originally that came out on Bruce Clay. And Bruce Clay has been a Zeus, if you will, in SEO for decades. Long as I can remember, he's been around. And his article was learning how to optimize for voice search. And you're saying, voice search? Yeah, kids, voice search. It's 2016, and did you know that by 2017, all the new Ford vehicles are going to come with Apple CarPlay?
Wowee.
TV, remote controls, hotel rooms are all going to be controlled by voice.
Oh, my.
So I'm not sure if the hotel room – I hope the hotel room – somebody says open sesame and the door unlocks. Anyway, we'll have to wait and see if that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And – the how to do it's are in the article, and the author of this article that's in the show notes, Christy Kellogg, I really put together a good curation of Bruce Clay's post about how to get voice search optimized. And I'll let you read the article and not bore you with reading.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her.
The nine habits of SEO freelancer. So you're saying to yourself, well, gosh, I don't know if I need to pay this person hundreds of dollars. I could do this myself. Well, there's nine habits that SEO freelancers have. You might want to hold yourself up to that measure and say, well, let's see, I'm doing three of the nine, so I want to do those other six. Maybe not. Maybe you want to end up hiring somebody. So give that a go. Find a good SEO person. And there are some. Now, a lot of people say that SEO people are just all smoke and mirrors and don't believe any of them, and that's not true. One last thing we talked about just briefly on SEO tips on Tuesday was the fact that the robots.txt file, if you don't put it into the root of your website, that is to say, if you have example.com, like it's shown there in the notes, whack robots.txt, it'll get found by the web crawlers. But if you put it in a subfolder, like say you have mydomainname.com, whack Mary Kay, whack robots.txt, then the web crawlers won't find it. So if the web crawlers don't find your robots.txt, they won't know what they're supposed to do or not do as dictated by the robots.txt. So give that a look. And that's out of the Google Webmaster Tools. It's got the support reference there. Wednesday, we talked about accelerated mobile pages. There's a video there. That's why the words web player shows right there. And it's a 7-minute long video. And it explains the 8 tips to amplify your client's website. Okay?
Okay.
Accelerated mobile pages, you got to do it. It's not, oh, let's wait and see.
Uh-oh, got to do it.
Right. There's a link there in the show notes on the ampproject.org website on who's using AMP now. You will recognize most all the names, depending on the part of the world that you live in. Those are famous, famous websites, people like CNN and so forth. So go check out the AMP project and see what it's going to take to get started. The accelerated mobile pages are easy as cake to do if you're using a content management system like we do. The show notes are done on a WordPress-powered blog, so we can do the AMP thing real easy. It's a little bit of a learning curve. I call a brochureware site, a static site. So let's give that a go. The next thing in the show notes is we talked about the Guyer Cook Report questions. On B2B Thursday, oh, I forgot to say we're on B2B Thursday. On B2B Thursday, in order to get referrals, you're only going to do business with people that know you.
Yeah.
You check back in the stats, and Tish, you've done business a long time. The people that come to know you, or they know that you're a member of a certain group. Hey, I'm a member of that group too, so they might be inclined to buy from you.
That's true.
If you go to the link there in the show notes, the Guyer Cook Report questions, and now Tish will say, well, I filled them out. I haven't got it yet. Anyway, take a look at those 27 questions. Pick any 5 you want to, and then contact me with the contact link up in the top of the show notes, and we'll put together an episode of the Guyer Cook Report.
A good variety of questions.
A special edition, perhaps, and that'll help you increase your transparency. And the other thing we talked about on B2B Thursday was, I started off looking up what font sizes work the best for mobile. You'll notice that these show notes I've got here are a little bit bigger font size than you're used to seeing.
I see.
And that's because on a little bitty 320 wide portrait representation screen on your mobile phone,
I know,
hey, you can't see it.
Nope.
So in order to find out about sizes, I did some searching, and I came across this link for varby.com.
Oh, fabulous.
They've got a mobile testing tool. Go and give that a go. Put your link in for your site. It'll tell you if you're mobile compatible. It'll tell you if you have any speed issues. It's a good tool. And I'm going to stop sharing on that note.
Okay.
And then I will go over here. I'm really looking to my right. I know it looks like I'm looking to my left. Here we are in big full screen color. This is the point in this show when we just simply say we're done. If you go to the show notes, it'll have references there to all of the thank yous and the shout outs that we give, but just a couple of major important ones I want to touch on. Fraser Ramsey, one Thursday afternoon, I think today's his last day of holiday in Spain.
Right.
He said to me, he says, well, why don't you start up the Cook Report? This was way back January, like almost 200 episodes ago. And, you know, I'd already bought this background, this little grid you see behind me. I said, yeah, let's do it. I've been putting this off too long. I need to get her done. And
brilliant.
So the report was done, I think, in great part due to that nudge I got from Fraser Ramsey. He's a company that likes to clean in Edinburgh, Scotland, Edinburgh Dusters. If you're on that side of the ocean, you need cleaning done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He'll get it done. If you call today, you'll get his sister. She might do it better. That's why I warned him. I said, you know, you're going to go on holiday and you're going to come back, Fraser, and everybody's going to be swept up with your sister's work.
Poor Fraser.
You know? Yeah. You'll have to find a new gig. Maybe this Africa Scotland project you've got going on. Ask him about that too. Another shout out we want to do is our dear friend Eileen Smith at basicblogtips.com. She's got a number of sites, but that's one I can remember the name of. She told us about Screencast-O-Matic. When I make this little box and we record it and we get it back in 720p, it's due in part to that conversation in writing that I had with, oh gosh, that was probably back in February, March, something like that, months ago. And Screencast-O-Matic has gotten bigger and better, and it's a good program to look at. And the last shout out is Friends Just Chatting. And Facebook, there's a group,
yes,
Friends Just Chatting. And I met this person on Friends Just Chatting and a number of other people because it's simply that. It's Friends Just Chatting. So go into Facebook, get into that group, ask for permission to join. It's a private group. And then you'll get the links and know where we're at just chatting. And I, at this point in the show, I always say, did I forget anything? But heck, how would you know? You're just a pinch hitter.
You just said a few thank yous and you thanked Fraser and Eileen, and those are the basics.
Okay. Well, we'll consider that a done deal. I keep staring straight forward, but I guess with just a silhouette, you don't have to worry about that too much. We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend, especially you the too. Folks that are surviving the storm. Let's hope that all that comes to pass.
Yes, Lord.
And so I say the three magic words that end the show. It's a wrap.